he kind of was playing games with the price. So a good friend of mine, if I go by the name of Rodney Blue Note Evans, you know, that's been a musician since the past 30 years I've known him. He remade that beat to my vocals, and that's what you got now up them. And so that's what made me start taking it serious. So I just started making more songs and really kind of analyzing and studying, you know, what to do, what I'm going to do next. And I said, because if they like this song and it keep going up, pretty soon somebody going to call me to perform. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I can't just go up there with one song. So I just been recording like crazy. Like, I didn't have any shows the month of February. Wow. So I was just in the studio like every week of February. Now I think I'm probably up to like 7 songs now.
Right. You know, I'm overwhelmed with your dedication to what you're doing. And Candyman, what I mean, I find his story absolutely incredible. You know, we know that you started singing at an early age, you know, and I can imagine you in church showing off and stuff like that early at 4 years old and mimicking people and things of that nature. And then we come by and then we come to someone like C. Lindsay, who just really got in this industry and didn't realize, correct me if I'm wrong, C, didn't realize that you had what you had until recently. Did I misspeak something?
Nah, you didn't. Because like I said, I didn't know. I didn't plan that. You know what I'm saying? So that lets you know what type of time I'm moving on. I'm moving on the time of the good Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm thoroughly impressed. Now where are you?
Not to cut you off, Mr. Williams, but now
go ahead.
I do want to add this. Now, I didn't sing in the choir, but I was a young usher at the church. And our church house used to be packed on Sunday. And I'm going to tell you something. I got some cousins and my family, man, that can sing.
Wow.
I've been singing in the choir ever since. But that's why I don't really feel of getting in front of people doing them, because we used to have to march the people down, and then you would have to go in front of the whole church and tell them to stand up and come around and stuff. So that's why I don't mind getting in front of people.
So, okay. Oh, wow. So where did your inspiration come from?
As far as the love of just Southern soul music, man, to be honest with you, we got something down here in Mississippi called hit houses in these country towns where they basically just houses people hang out at bootleg spots. And, you know, I always hung around older people, which I still do.
Right.
Like, you know, I hang around men like in their 50s and 60s. You know what I'm saying? So hanging around them bootleg spots and them hit houses, that's all they was playing with blues.
Right.
And stuff like that. You know, they call it Southern soul now. But I'm going to be honest with you. Until I started getting into it and started doing it myself, I'm still listening to JT, Marvin, Mel Waiters, you know, a lot of
that's other, right. Marvin Sees.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I didn't really start listening to none of the new people until I became the new people, if that makes sense. You know what
it
I mean?
Does make a lot of sense. It is absolutely incredible. I'm going to tell you guys a quick story here because thank you, Lord, that we're in our 10th year. We're celebrating 10 years because I started this back in 2014. I was in California, and I just moved operations back here to Richmond, Virginia in 2021. We really we flipped the switch in early 2022 to keep this station going, right? And so it's been a joy. It's been a blessing. I've met people that I never would have met before in my life. Some wonderful people, artists, educators, poets, writers, doctors, lawyers, engineers. I mean, just, we cover the gamut here because we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I proclaim and I state this as the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And our goal is to bring back radio. And I say that for a reason, because we don't repeat, it's easy to play mainstream music, if you want to call it that. You know, the things that people hear each and every day over and over and over again. But I tell you, I get excited when I bring on artists like you guys, that people across the globe haven't heard of you before. I had never heard of you before, and I'm so thankful that I have. And the stories that come out of this can inspire someone else, maybe some up-and-coming artists. And we're going to talk about this Candyman, too. Your music. You write all of your music as well.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I think that, and see, Lindsay, you write your music.
Yes, sir.
Wow. What goes into it, Candyman, when you're writing a song, because you mentioned something about telling a story. You mentioned about telling a story. And what is so genius about music is you can tell a story in 3, 4, 5 minutes. Somebody else writes a whole book.
Yeah. I've learned over life that all the mistakes I've made and the situations I've been in, I'm not the only one that's been in them. So when I write my story, people can identify with them because if they're honest, all of us have done somebody wrong, been wronged by somebody, and been apologetic for it happening and not being forgiven by that person, but still want them. And so everybody goes through that phase of story. So all we doing as artists, man, is just telling our version of it. And, you know, thank God that people can identify with it. Like the song should have stayed at home. It didn't necessarily happen like that. But, but it happened like that.
You know, yeah, I got you, brother.
It's close enough to, you know, I should have stayed at home. What I didn't even have to be with the woman. I could have been out with the fellas. I could have been at the studio and see, and I'm sure, see, Lindsay can identify with this. And you as a DJ, when you love what you do, you'll stay in the studio all night and it don't be no women. You just in there drinking, smoking, having a good time, being creative. But you turn around, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Man.
It's like, dang. Or like, laugh.
You just peeped my story. Real quick, and then we will go to see. I remember the first night, and this was New Year's Eve, 2014. Mm-hmm. This is the first time, New Year's Eve, and this was our start. Okay, we flipped the switch, man, and I was so into it. I looked out of the window, and the sun was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed on after that. The next night, I did the same thing. I said, Lord, look, I can't, no, I got to get some sleep sometime. And so then we had to start adding pieces to this. So, but I can understand exactly. When you get into it, see, I mean, you're into it. Like you keep saying that you go back. You've been in that studio constantly. Once you got hooked, so to speak, okay, and once you tasted that adrenaline, it was something you just that drove you to keep doing what you're doing right now. And I'm so proud of you. If you don't mind, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I just turned 40 in January.
40 years old, ladies and gentlemen, that's a story in itself.
Mm-hmm.
This man turned 40, and 3 months ago, he found something. Candyman, many people go through life and never find their passion. And I see passion in both of you cats. And you see, your story is more remarkable than you even know it is. It is very remarkable, man. And my head is off to you. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm going to ask you this, and then I'm going to go to Candyman. The music behind you, what did you get yet? Do you have a band behind you? Are there tracks that you use, or how does that all come together?
The producers I'm using, man, like I say, I spoke on Rodney Blue Note Evans. You know, he liked to use a lot of live instruments and stuff like that. But and the other two producers that I have had the chance to work with, you know, they just good on them keys, man, you know, with them plugins and stuff. I can't really just tell you about the engineering side, but I be trying to watch what's going on. All I know is just going to the booth. I know to go in that booth, and I know how I want it to sound.
Well, you know, and that is remarkable in itself. Candyman, think about this. You've been doing this a lot longer. Mm-hmm. And I want you to address the fact that this young man, C, came in at the age of 40, and he's able to do what he's doing. I need to hear your take on that.
I think it's great because, understand, in 2007, 2008, when I came out, the industry was all about image. And so when you talk about image, you have to look a certain way. You couldn't be too dark skinned, couldn't be too fat, you couldn't be too tall. Okay. So you had to deal with the image. So there were a lot of great artists who nobody's ever seen because they didn't fit the bill of the image.
Right.
See, Lindsay is now exploring, and the beautiful thing about Southern Soul is they don't care. They just want you to have good music.
That's it.
And if I was telling somebody, they were like, well, why are you going back into, why are you doing Southern Soul? And I was like, the loyalty of fans are in country music and Southern Soul.
They are.
Even gospel fans are flaky unless they're quartet. If they're quartet groups, Kansas Spirituals will come sell out Montgomery right now, and they had a hit in 10 years. You know what I'm saying? But
so
it's beautiful to hear his story, man, because I don't know where he come from. Everybody's coming from something. So he may have been coming from somewhere but found his niche in music that got him off of wherever he was. It might escape him from knocking somebody upside the head because they done pissed him off. I'm going to go to the studio. And that's what it did for me. Because I'm the candy man. I got a cool name. But I'm one of them guys who grew up in one of the toughest neighborhoods in Montgomery.
No.
And God has worked on me with my temper and all this other stuff. And I escaped through music. So I can create. He's creative. I mean, this guy energy, I'm going to shut up. His energy last night, I was telling my girl, I was like, I'm rocking with everything he got.
And wow.
I'm hard on musicians because I work hard. Worked hard these years, so people just getting up doing stuff. I put in work, and I've been denied. I've been turned down. But to hear his music, and then I did a sound check yesterday, and he the first person to come up and doubt me. That's humbling, man.
See?
So he's hungry.
Hey. And the man, not to cut you off, but I just wanted to tell you thank you, man, because, you know what I'm saying, just me being, just now coming into this stuff, you know, my eyes is open and I'm very observative, like, and man, a lot of people don't show that love to artists. Artists don't show that love to each other in this Southern Soul thing. So I just wanted to tell you, I appreciate you on that, bro, for real.
Oh, yeah, man. It's nothing but love because that's all I wanted, man. I just want a whole group of people that we can do shows together and have a friendly competition and do music.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's good. Yeah, and I love Southern Soul.
It is great, man.
Whenever you're ready to set it up, let's go. Look, holler at me. I'm with you.
Right.
I'm coming to Mississippi, man. I ain't been to Mississippi, dog.
So, hey, Candyman, so where are you? You in Alabama?
I'm in Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah,
he come to Montgomery, but I want to get to one of them shot houses. My uncles used to have shot houses.
Hold.
It ain't too many of the legendary ones that's around no more because a lot of the people done got older. They ain't partying like they used to.
Yeah.
Some done gone on.
Okay.
So I took the last bit of that. I'm still thankful for the memories. Now, I still got a couple spots. You ride down here, I got some couple spots that we can dip to.
Oh, man.
You always keep a ram in the bush now. You know
Hey, man, it sounds like you guys are going to have a good time. I had the pleasure of going to Florence, South Carolina, and I hooked up with Jeter Jones, Sir Charles Jones. Who else was on there? Oh, my God. Oh, boy, it's going to come. Ron, it's going to come to me. Anyway, it was such a great time. And you guys down in the South, see the media portrays the South in a bad light in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's a doggone shame because the people that I've met, I'm talking about from Louisiana to Georgia, South Carolina, and beyond there, I've had Mississippi. Now, my friend, my great friend, the Waymaker, he's in Biloxi, Mississippi. And what I found, when you go down there, the people are really, really friendly, hospitable. You know, they want to feed you, okay? They want to have a good time with you, man. And so I understand there's some, and see, keep in mind, there are bad things that go on everywhere, okay? Mm-hmm. But there are some great people in the world. And I'm so glad that you, see, and the Candyman hooked up. And I have a feeling that you guys are going to be friends. I have a feeling of that. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to make a personal invitation. The Waymaker normally books all of our artists that come on this Monday Night Madness. And also, we have another show that comes on Wednesday, and it's called Cultural Excellence. Okay? And I'm going to talk to the Waymaker, and I would love for you guys to come back together on one of those platforms, if it's okay with you. And, and let me do this. Those of you who are listening, check out this network. We're about cultural excellence. We do a lot of things. We have music, talk, comedy, sports, entertainment, and a whole lot more. And while I'm pulling this thing up here, I want you to jot it down, write it down, put it on your, on the back of your elbow, wherever it is. Write down studiow.buzz. Studiow.buzz. This broadcast will be up on our website in about 24 hours. You'll be able to see the audio and listen to the video. I mean, listen to the audio, view the video right here on our website, and please subscribe and let us know. Let these gentlemen know, what do you think about their music? I absolutely love it, and I think my ears work perfectly. Also, download the app. Android, Studio W. Apple, Studio.W. Available on Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and Alexa. Let me repeat. Android, Studio W. Apple, Studio.W. The website, Studio.W.Buzz. Apple CarPlay, Google Play, Alexa. Now, studiow.buzz is very important, because let's see, if you see that studio, if it's a black and white, and oh, that's right, at the top.
Yeah.
That's it, brother. Okay. You can hear, you go to any of our apps, our website, you can be heard anywhere around the world, or we can be heard anywhere around the world. So if you have some people outside of the country, please share with them. Please share. All right. Let's get to this. Oh, I have to give acknowledgement. And we'll get back to you guys. Candyman, see, you may know about this guy. Do you guys know Derek the Change Man Smith?
Nah, I heard of him, and
okay,
I seen a video of him. He got a badass show.
Candyman, do you know Derek the Change Man?
Nah, I'm like C. Lindsay. There are some people I know, but I'm the new guy, and so I'm new. So yeah, I'm still learning a lot of artists.
Well,
hey, Candyman, he got a. I seen a video of his performance. When I say man, he got a bad. He bad now. He bad.
Hey, look.
He bad.
And look, not only is that, he's a major part of the reason why you guys are on tonight.
A word?
Oh, absolutely. Hey. Absolutely.
Hey.
I'll tell you the story right after this. This is Derek the Change Man Smith.
Yeah.
Check it out. You might go on and kick back and grab a glass on this one.
I can't ignore what I feel. I try to tell myself that what I feel ain't real. I cried about it. I lied about it. To tell you the truth, almost died about it. Oh, baby, I'm still crazy.
I'm crazy about
still you. Crazy about you. I know you moved on. You got a new family. I heard you got three kids. And they say your oldest boy looks like me. I heard that you're doing good on your job. You got a promotion. But I hope that man is treating you good, giving you love and devotion. But oh, before I give you stress, I'll leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half a chance, I just have to try before I close the door. Close the door and tell you goodbye. Still crazy, I am crazy about you. I wanna testify and express myself. I gotta say that I'm still crazy about you. Lord, I'm still crazy about you. I don't understand how that man has been with you this long. Yes, and haven't changed your last name. I don't understand it. Good God Almighty, I heard you got his kids. But still, he ain't changed your last name. Ooh, baby, if he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you. Oh, baby, if he'd even taken you down to the courthouse, I wouldn't bother you. God Almighty, but there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still a chance. You may be. Crazy. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet behind my driver's license. Just the other day, I almost ran in the back of somebody.
Hey, he's straight third. He's straight third, boy.
In the bottom drawer, there are pictures of you and I. And sometimes when I'm feeling low, sometimes when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures when we went to the county fair, and I warn you. Your favorite pink teddy bear
I tried to tell you.
Hey, what's his name again?
Derek. The Change Man Smith.
Derek what now?
Derek the Change Man Smith. Man, no. This dude. Let me tell you something about this man. He is a soul singer, a gospel singer, a blues singer, a southern soul singer, R&B singer, a comedian, and a preacher. He has quite a resume, and he has to be one of my closest friends. As a matter of fact, he's right out here in a place called Farmville, Virginia.
Can I tell you a secret?
Hey, you tell me anything you want.
I normally don't do this on the first date. I'm a pastor as well.
Yes. Oh, man. See, this is too good.
I'm a pastor as well. And a lot of times, you know, people cast judgment out, you know, but I just love music, man. And, you know, I tell people all the time, as I told my church when I first got my church, it'd be 9 years, third Sunday, but I told them up front, hey, I do this music thing. And if it's a problem, let me know. They were like, no, do your thing. I'm not doing anything wrong to you. I don't cuss nobody out.
Right.
You know, we have a good time and we laugh, but, yeah, man, I'm a pastor too. I can't, and I tell my church, when I'm with my woman, I'm not trying to chill to Kirk Franklin.
You're a comedian too.
I wish I could be a comedian. I ain't that brilliant.
Yeah, you are. You may not get paid for it, but yeah, you're funny. Hey, you know what? It's amazing how your congregation responded to you, saying, "Hey, you know, I sing over in. I don't always sing gospel music. Okay, I'm paraphrasing, obviously." Mm-hmm. And Derek was telling me a story that his congregation, someone frowned on him. And he told them, a closed mind need to have a closed mouth. He went on and one amazing cat. Quick story, then we'll get back to the music. Got a couple more songs I want to play by you cats, right? But I want to thank you so much, both of you, the Candyman, C. Lindsay, for coming on, man. You guys are truly inspiring. And hopefully, someone who's listening to this, broadcast say, hey man, good Lord, look where Candyman started. Look where C. Lindsay started. And it tells you, man. And I don't want to sound cliche-ish, but it is never too late to start your dream. If you're living, your dream is yours, right? And the problem is that we listen to other people that will kill it. We listen to dream killers.
No, we listen to people that can't do what we do.
That's why I made that song. What I tell them, Candyman, tell your hater to do you one favor.
Come on.
Tell them keep hating while you keep getting greater.
You know, hey man, I'm loving you guys, man.
Look, hey,
you guys gotta make me a promise. You gotta make me a promise, Candyman.
What's up?
See, Lindsay.
You gotta come back.
You gotta come back, brother.
Oh man, yeah, man, it's a pleasure to be on here now. So
yeah.
Most definitely we coming back.
All right.
Hey, now I believe in giving flowers, man. And I'm gonna stop talking. So I don't want your folks to think I talk too much, but I don't get interviewed a lot, so y'all bear with me. But I've opened up for Too Short, Slick Rick, Kaya, Trina, Lil Jon. I've opened up for Jay Holiday, Carl Thomas, and Carl Thomas and I were real cool. And I've opened up for a numerous amount of people, But the none of them had the charisma of C. Lindsay that I saw last night.
Wow.
Oh, man, appreciate
and,
that.
And I'm
man.
Saying, and what I'm saying is, he's been in it for 3 months. I've been in the game. My first recording, I was 13 with
That's
a rap
amazing.
With a rap song. My wow. And I did music throughout that. His charisma on stage far exceeds many of 50% of the people I just named.
That's a hell of a compliment, see?
Man, it is, and I appreciate you. That, hey, that let me know. Like I say, man, I'm moving on the time of the good Lord, man.
Yep.
To hear Candyman say that, man, wow. You know, man, yep. that make me want to go even more. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
That's what.
Want to grab a microphone every chance I get, man. That's real motivation, man. Like I say, and you know, from one black brother to another, you know, we need more of that, man. And I really appreciate you because. Like I say, when I came back in the building last night to give him his flowers, man, the way he controlled the crowd and do, I was picking up tips from him as well. He don't know. I'm sitting up there with my little mental notepad, but I'm watching him. I'm like, hey, he going on, but he'll tell you. When he was performing, I ain't sit down none either. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I love it. You know, I tell you, I'm going to have to give acknowledgement. I really don't like to use the word shout out because that's too, you know, mainstream, whatever it is. Acknowledgement. And I want to thank the Waymaker because he put you guys together on this broadcast for a reason.
And Bessie Southall too. She booked me for that show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rascals Club man. And Mobile, Rodney, all them folks, man.
Man.
I'm this type of guy.
Salute.
Okay.
I'm this type of guy. I've been in the game and I know how the game goes. It's too much competition. And when you compete, you don't bring the next people up. As I told you,
right.
When I stopped doing music, I started working with other young people, helping them with their show.
Right.
And so the game has to change. And I'm saying this to everybody listening to me. I ain't been on nobody's big show. I love a lot of these artists, and I probably won't get booked, but we got to stop this crab in the barrel thing. If somebody's just
yes.
good or better than me,
yes.
why not make the money with them?
Hey!
Why leave them out of the show?
Man, look, you said a mouthful, brother, because I'm telling you right now, we progress when we uplift another brother or a sister. Yep. Guys, that's yep. how you do it.
Yep.
Like you said, the crab in the barrel syndrome. Hey, look here. Yep. You turn me down, I'm turning you down. How in
man.
The hell any of us going to get anywhere?
You
but
know,
guess what? If we build.
You're going to starve because you can't get to the food. If you pulling them, they pulling you, you're going to starve. You can't get to the food.
Man,
but
though.
If you eat together, you can eat forever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, I'm going to share this with you. I do a show on Tuesdays, and it's called Groove Talk, Groove Swing Speaks. Groove Swing Speaks. It's a talk show, basically, and it's an organization that I belong to. Maybe you've heard of it, or maybe you haven't, because Groove is not a mainstream type of fraternity, black fraternity. And Swing is not a mainstream sorority, right? And we started in 1962 because we want to get away from the traditional, like the Q's, the Kappas, the Alphas. You guys heard of them, okay? But anyway, and I love the organization because these guests were different. We were party animals, okay? And we party. If you want to go to a party, you go to a groove party. Groove by groove, right? So what I've seen the organization evolve into, more community involvement, community development, feeding the homeless, going to shelters, going to food banks, getting involved into community events, child development, mental health, business, and these types of things. And I'm going to invite you guys in the audience to tune in tomorrow night at 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. on the East. And this is what we talk about. Tomorrow we're going to have a patent officer on, a patent examiner. Okay, if you want to get a patent, copyright, whatever it is, you might want to tune in. We're also going to have another professional on, a sister of mine, who have started homes, and she deals with specific things that are challenging in our community, health issues and things of that nature, dealing with children and stuff like that. So this is how we build. Just like Candyman, I'm sure you said some things that's going to inspire and have inspired C. C. Lindsay.
Oh, yeah, both definitely.
C. Lindsay, you may have said some things that inspired Candyman to keep doing what he does. No,
I need
pasture.
To catch up to him. I need to catch up to him.
All right. Hey, guys.
I need to get my show game like yours.
Okay, you know what? The thing about it is I think it's beautiful that the three of us are on this network right now, and we're discussing things that are positive. You know? Ooh. Enough of this. Turn down a brother or a sister or anybody. You can't build by that, honey. Ham fat. You're going to build a building without a foundation and upward thinking. It doesn't happen that way. Man, I'm enjoying you guys so much. What we're going to do, let's go back to, let's see, what do I have queued up next here? I'm just going to play it.
Oh, yeah.
Flow beats did this.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
I'm glad you called. All right.
Oh, yeah.
This a hit, man. This is a hit. I love this song.
Hello? May I ask who's speaking? She
Come on.
Said, this is your friend. I paused for a quick second. She said, how have you been? I said, I'm doing just fine. Going hard on my grind. Yeah. I've been waiting on your call. Guess you didn't have time.
Come on,
son. But girl, I understand that you got somebody at home. But I can't get you out of my head. And can't keep my eyes off my phone. I'm so glad that you called me. It's been something I want to tell you. Yeah. Girl, I know you got a man, but I can love you much better. I'm so glad that you called me. It's been something I want to tell you. Girl, I know you got a man, but I can love you much better. Can't get you off my mind. Hope I ain't wasting my time. I just had to let you know. About what I'm feeling inside. Girl, I know I'm wrong. But it feels so right. And just one more question. What you doing tonight? She said, friend, I'm free. My man been doing me wrong. He been doing you wrong. I said, somebody beeping in. Don't hang up, I won't hold you long. I'm so glad that you called me. It's been something I wanna tell you. Girl, I know you got a man, but I can love you much better. I'm so glad that you called me. I can love you much better. See, I've been waiting on your call. Steady watching this phone. I wanna know one thing. Girl, what took you so long? See, I've been waiting on your call. Steady watching this phone. Baby girl, what took you so long?
Dang, man, boy, I ain't never think I would go hear from you. But look, if you ain't got nothing going on this evening, man, let's link up, man. Sit down, chop it up, you know? But right now, man, I'm going to have to holler back at you. Let me get back to what I'm doing. I'm going to lock you in. I'm going to call you later, all right?
sitting here drinking, drinking on this bottle of gin.
Oh.
I've lost everything I love.
Guys, you gotta share this.
My soulmate and best friend. Out till 5 in the morning. And she's steadily calling my phone. She's grown tired. And now she's gone. I should have stayed at home. Now she left me.
Now she done left me.
I was a part-time lover, but full-time is what she needed. I should have stayed. Should have stayed at home. I know it's too late. She ain't walking back through that door. And now my heart aches. And when it beat, it hurts that much more. She won't answer the phone. And I don't know how. All I know is I want her back. Oh, I should have stayed at home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Candyman.
Yes, sir.
You put your heart, your soul, your foot, and everything into that one.
Oh, like, yeah. I like that.
Appreciate it.
Oh, my. See?
Yes, sir.
See, that's one of those songs. Look here. If she heard that, and she's not back yet, then that ain't the right one.
No.
That's not the right one. He put his heart, his soul, and everything into that, right?
He probably still having back problems from Cornette.
my boy.
Wow, wow.
I love it.
Okay, I've got one last question for both of you guys. And see, you mentioned that you have some singers in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And they, basically, gospel singers, do they sing Southern Soul or anything like that? Or
I'm the only one in my family to ever do what I'm doing.
Right, right, right. But you have some gospel singers in there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. I can understand. Boy, on Sunday, you've got those singers, Candyman, that can... That leave everything on in the aisles, on the floor. I mean, come on, man. You know what those services are like. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure you lead a lot of them, don't you?
Well, the Lord leads them. I just follow Him. and people say that out of just saying it, but I mean, when it comes to the church, I have no power, man. I give it all to Him. Like Sunday, and I know I'm way off, but Sunday, I knew I had to go to Mobile, so I was like, I'm gonna be conservative. I'm gonna be conservative Sunday, and I'm gonna finish early so I can get on the road. Man, the Spirit moved, and I literally had, on the way to Mobile, had to drink honey and had to drink coffee because I lost it at church. I ain't have no voice. So it's not about, you know.
Wow.
It's not about me. And even when performing, when I go on stage, I say, God, I don't know who's coming from what.
Right.
I don't know if they're coming from heartbreak. I don't know if they're coming from whatever. Let this performance be something that makes them feel good for the next 48 hours.
Is that something?
And you got it, you know, and that's what I leave with. See, Liz, put it in God's hand, man, your performance. You know your intentions behind your music and what you're doing. We want folks to have a good time. We want them to leave like, man, you know, and I was going through something, but I ain't even thinking about it. I'm thinking about that should have stayed at home or that ooh wee or that brims and boots. You know?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's something healing, about taking that moment to breathe. And a lot of times music, it will give, when you come out of listening to really good, uplifting, inspirational, or even, music that, kind of touches the heart where you are. Somehow, to me, it's motivating in the fact that, hey, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Candyman, before I get to see, tell people how they can reach you. How can they reach you? What is your contact information in case someone is listening right now and they want to book you or they want to find your music? And then I'm going to go to C for the same question.
I have my lady and my manager sort of does that. I'm trying to find it now, but you can reach me, Rod Wilk on Facebook, the Candyman, 78 on YouTube. And, I think it's Rod Wilk on, TikTok as well. But my email is Rod Wilkerson. It's RodWilkerson. 3376@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to repeat that and then we can go to C.
All right. That's Rod Wilk on Facebook. Rod Wilkerson 1906. You talking about, fraternities. I'm an alpha man. That's on Instagram.
Okay.
The Candyman 78. That's on YouTube. And my email is Rod Wilkerson 3376@gmail. RodWilkerson 3376@gmail.com.
Yeah. You say you're an alpha man. I'm not going to hold that against you. But anyway, hey, see, Lindsay, how do we contact you, man? And any closing thoughts?
You can contact me on Facebook. My Facebook name is D. Corey. C. De Niro Lindsay. And you could also contact me on TikTok, C. Lindsay. And I keep my booking flyer posted on the it's pinned on my Facebook page as well. And anybody that's trying to get in touch with me as far as like trying to book for a performance, you can get in touch with me by through DJ Down South. His number's the first one on there. You can contact him. And, you know, we pulling up, you know.
Absolutely. And so, Candyman, you know Betsy Stokes?
Yes.
Hey, see, you know Betsy?
Yes, I had the pleasure of meeting Miss Betsy last night. Major acknowledgement to Miss Betsy. I enjoyed it, the hospitality, the whole vibe. It was awesome. You know what I'm saying? She real very nice lady. You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful lady.
I look forward to, you know, staying in touch with Miss Betsy and possibly working together soon again.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, she's part of the reason why you guys are on also, because Derek the Change Man Smith introduced me to Betsy Stokes. Okay? And he also introduced me to the Waymaker. And I'm gonna tell you a real quick story. So Betsy was my co-host on Wednesdays on the Cultural Excellence Show. And she was on, and hopefully she'll be back on soon. And so one night, and then the Derek the Change Man also introduced me to the Waymaker. So he called me. He said, tonight on your show with Betsy, we're going to have the Waymaker. And the Waymaker is only going to be on about 15 minutes because he doesn't like to be in front of the camera. He's behind the scenes guy. He don't want to be on 15 minutes. 7 months later, Waymaker hasn't left yet. He has not left yet. And thank God for that. He always sends me great artists. Like I said earlier, guys, I hadn't heard your music before, but I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed. And you've got to come back. And I want to thank you for being on Monday Night Madness with me.
Mr. Brown, real quick, the number, I pulled it up. I found it, 334. If you want to get in contact with me with booking, it's 334-310-2540. That's 334-310-2540.
Okay. See, again, your contact number?
My contact number, hold on one second, because I don't know nobody's number by heart. I ain't even gonna hold you. Yeah, you want to get in touch with me, 601-410-4425.
Repeat
again,
that.
601-410-4425.
Hey, thank you. Hey, gentlemen, it's been my absolute pleasure having you on, and we'll meet again, okay? We'll definitely meet again. It's been a dream. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, keep it locked. Monday Night Madness, right here on The Buzz. I'm WB. Okay. I'm the guy behind this MIC here. Keep it locked right here on The Buzz. The best on the planet. I promise you that.